on that. Also got one there on, I think it's on Fisher. Is it on Fisher? No. Kirby. Yeah, over there on Kirby. Got a play over there as well. I don't know. Get something in the hood, man. So when I'm over there with the grandkids, and for you, it's the Anthony. We'll put your call on it, the Anthony repeater. But, yeah, and doing up a, getting a clear zero. I thought you had one, Dakota. I thought you already did. I'm liking mine. I mean, I'm the guy that pretty much was building those before they existed. I won't shy away from that. I don't generally like to take credit, but there were zero nodes available of any significance before I started making mine. And, you know, and so, and they work well. There's still many of them out there working absolutely flawlessly to this day. This was 5-6 years ago. I don't know how long ago I was making them, started making them. But having said that, you know, I bought this Clear Zero because, you know, hey, let's see how the other half does, you know. Let's see what they've done, what they've perfected, because I'm all about, you know, here, I've started something. It's a primer, but let's see where we can take it. And these things have evolved into just a work of art. And I love this Clear Zero. This thing is fantastic, you know, the form factor. And I put a battery called a Pi Sugar on it. So now it has this UPS built right in. So right now it's sitting here on my dash, just working away, and you know, and it'll run 2-3 hours on that UPS. When I get to work, I'll jack it in, and it'll charge. And then when I leave the shop, I'll pull it off, and again, 2-3, maybe 4 hours, you know, of runtime. You know, if I'm going to be on the road longer than that, I just jack it in the car. It's, the UPS just makes it just next level. And you're going to find that about that open spot 4. You're going to find that's one of the nice things about it is it has its own built-in battery. And, you know, that for me makes it just, you know, next level as far as this little tool. You know, that and a lot of other things about it, you know, the ease of setup, the Wi-Fi. Wow, I should get a picture of this license plate. It'd be good for the license plate. It's a handicap, and it's 4444M4. I don't know if that's a just coincidence he got that. Looks weird. Anyhow, Dakota.